在今日的创世纪呢，人虽然是背叛了天主，但天主仍然都没有忘记人。他说将来就要对蛇你的子孙和这个女人的子孙要对立。那在圣经的解释呢，这个新厄娃呢就是圣母玛利亚。撒旦仍然和我们的母亲是对立，圣母要踩破蛇的头，他亦都要报复咬圣母的脚筋。那代意义就是说，要跟随圣母的人呢一律都是被伤害的。不过最终的胜利是属于圣母玛利亚。所以今天时日，我们看个环境很混乱，好像邪胜过正，但圣母仍然今天都要继续说，你们要继续努力祈祷，继续受斋。耶稣都讲得很清楚，他有些撒旦有些魔鬼呢是需要祈祷和受斋一起才可以攻破的。那这一点呢，希望我们都记忆心中。下个星期开始四旬期，星期三圣灰，星期三我们在撒灰上面都讲，人啊，你要记着，你原来是土，将来要归于土，是今日的第一篇的圣经。我们每一个人都是，当然我们的创造是来自永恒的爱的天主，但只不过我们人的肉体受到这个玷污，我们都需要不断去革新，不断要跟随主走这条苦的路。但是跟随主的路呢，苦之中耶稣都说是甘易的，是兴盛的，但我们都要背负。就耶稣对保罗说，他你身上的刺我不会帮你掹，但会给你足够恩宠去承受。这点今天耶稣都是对我们每个人说，有些地方你可以想剔除，有些人你想远离他，但天我偏偏他们就在你身边，这些事情你偏偏要面对，但不过我有足够恩宠让你承担，这个是重点。不是样样都没有困难就等于万事顺利，真正的顺利呢就是我们的心田仍然是归于信赖上主。所以为什么耶稣显现给富天拿修女，要他提醒他每年的复活节的第一主日成为慈悲主日呢？我是告诉世人知，我的爱仍然临在你们中间，你们忘记了，他是人类忘记了天主的大爱。人太过自我，太过科学的思维，没有了对天主的信赖。所以耶稣那句这么简单，主耶稣我信赖你。所以这个信赖这个字眼呢是非常之重要的。信赖的意思就是你信，暂时你未看得清晰，但你知道耶稣与你同在。但要当日的门徒他们都是不清楚的，耶稣上耶路撒冷他都觉得是很困难一件事，叫耶稣不要上去的。他知道有少少耶稣提示过要受痛苦的，要受折磨的。百多禄虽然是善意去叫耶稣不要行了，不要上去了，耶稣说什么呢？他 个撒旦你推到后面去。因为伯多禄当时想的呢是撒旦的诡计。所以我们很多时候不觉意呢就取其易就不出其难。但是怎不知我们跟随基督的路呢是向着这个加尔亚略山巅去行的。是一个十字的路。所以又不要害怕，但我们最紧要我们要深信天主与我们同在，阿玛路尔这个信息呢又非常之重要。同时圣母默默在后呢是支援，所以我们有耶稣是同在身边，圣母在我们背后拥抱着我们。我们要相信天主一定帮我们超越这个苦恼，圣母一定帮助我们行这个光明的大道，但我们需要一份的信，一份的依靠，一份谦卑。 From Genesis we know that in the future this woman knew Eve is our Heavenly MotherShe's the one against the attack of Satan to all her children today. In Genesis already say, in the future, there's war between two, Satan and the children of God. Even attacking the ankle of the lady, that means the children of Mary.So many times we still have all those attacks, but it's promised. The final is God will win the war. Our Heavenly Mother will accompany us to God, to heaven. But we have to still on the road, on the way. It's always Jesus accompanying us. Even the disciple doesn't want Jesus to goto Jerusalem because there will be something wrong happen. But Jesus straight away because this is the will of God. So many times we just trust if it is the will of God, there's always a grace. And also we have our Heavenly Mother accompany us. She accompanied us in silence. He just let Jesus guide us at the back.She's protecting us. So we believe, we trust today, Saturday also. So it's also every Saturday, they remind us our Heavenly Mother. So she's the one who stays with us and just we entrust. And what Jesus is teaching Faustina, Jesus, I trust in you. This trust is very important. Many times you lose our trust because we saw so many things not happening well.And we don't know what will be tomorrow. But then one of the messages of our Heavenly Mother in Medjugorje, believe tomorrow something will be better, but we have to strive, fast and pray. That's the unique thing we have to do.